Hey everybody, it's Nikki. I did it. I don't know. Was today Wednesday? I think today's Wednesday. Or is it Thursday? I don't know. It's Wednesday or Thursday. Anyway, and it's funny because I'm in New York, and right now, as I started this, it's 11:11. And 11:11 a.m. time. 11:11 does not mean make a wish. Those people drive me fucking crazy. That's not what it means. 11:11 is synchronicity. I mean, it means that at that moment, you need to pay attention to everything around you. It's 11:11 is a mirror of itself. So it's telling you to look around. There's a lesson to be learned from the universe. It's not about making a fucking wish. Those people always drove me crazy. And I used to work at this place, and these two girls every day, it's 11:11, make a wish. I do have anger issues, I will admit it. I wanted to get up and just punch them in the fucking teeth, but I didn't. So, anyway, I am very proud of myself because this is my second podcast. Right? I did one Monday? Yeah, I don't know. I have brain atrophy, okay? Deal with me. But I'm happy because I checked out this journal. I wanted to pick out some things. What I realized is that it's a 365-day journal. So, in order to do this, if I did one podcast a week, we'd be doing this for years. And I don't know if I want to do that. But I do want to use it. So, what I might do, some of these questions I can answer in 2 seconds. So I just wanted to, not necessarily 2 seconds, but it's a matter of what I can even think of at the moment. But with that, I'm definitely going to have to do more than one, is what I'm trying to say. I'm going to have to do more than one a day to get through, because it's 365 days. So, the beginning of the journal goes through, you know, journaling and self-assessment and self-reflection and what it means and creating vision boards and things like that. So, I will put in the Q&A if that's something that you want me to go over. My 40 years of therapy has, these are, you know, like everyday statements to me. I don't think about what it means. I know what it means. So, and I think about, you know, what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong, all these type of things all the time. So, anyway, I'm gonna start. The first one. Okay, so on the page, it starts off with a quote. So the quote for the first, I guess, week, it would be, states, if you focus too much attention on a negative aspect, you may miss something. Pay more attention to the positive side than you will gain. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. If you're constantly focusing on negative thoughts, attention, issues, you know, you're not going to get too much I think you can get some positivity out of it because it's kind of like what not to do, you know. Like if you see somebody doing something, you know, not how you don't want to be, you know, so you can, it's learning from others' mistakes. But I get what they're, you know, what they're trying to say. Because having depression and things like that, you know, the negativity comes sometimes when you honestly think you're happy as shit, and all of a sudden you're in bed, you know, crying and sleeping for a week, you know? Like, I wish I could figure it all out, but, you know, that's another thing for a whole nother day. But the first, you're supposed to date it, and then the first question, and they give you, like, a tiny, like, 5-6 lines to write it. I don't know how you're supposed to answer it in 5 or 6 lines. So, I like to live in quotes, whether it be from books, music, poetry, what have you. When a quote really gets to me, I hold on to it and I use it just in everyday life. So, the question, who are you? I'm 45 years old. Like, I don't know what to tell. When you ask me who I am, that's, you know, it's like a job interview question. That kind of where the fuck do you want me to start? I don't know. But one of my favorite quotes of all time is by Jim Morrison. I'm a huge Dior fan. I'm more so a Jim Morrison fan. His poetry, his lyrics, things like that. I love the music, but I love the music because I love Jim Morrison. But in his poetry book, The Lords and New Creatures, and it does come up in the movie, he says it, but I don't think he says it the same exact way. But he says, I think of myself as an intelligent, sensitive human being with the soul of a clown, which always forces me to blow it at the most important moments. I understand that 110%. I feel like, yeah, that's me. And yes, I do turn into the clown and make the jokes and laugh to not cry and all of that a lot. Over the years, it definitely has changed to where the hurt and loneliness and sadness has turned to anger. And that, if you know from past podcasts, I am not able to cry. I've asked therapists, I've asked my psychiatrist, nobody has an answer, so I researched it. And for me personally, it comes down to two things. One, I have the worst dry eye ever. I have to get these plugs put into my tear ducts every 3 to 6 months because my eyes are just so dry. So that's one reason. The other reason is because I'm thinking of my emotions. I feel sad. I feel this. I feel that I miss this person. I wish this person was still around. I wish this never would have happened or what have you. But again, for me, at this point, it turns into anger more than anything. My cousin died. We were 6 months apart in age, and he died when we were 14. He went to a party. He asked me to go with him, but I just hated that whole fucking crowd, and I didn't want to go. So he went. He was dared to do something, you know, get in a car. They were all fucked up and driving, 100 miles an hour down this hilly street. The car hit a tree, broke in half. My cousin died, gone. Rest of my life changed forever. And I still think about him every single day. Not a day will go by where I don't think of him. And others who have passed. My cousin, his brother, when my aunt died, right, my cousin's mother, both of my cousin's mother, my mother's sister, died of cancer when my ex-husband went to Afghanistan after 9/11. And he said to the doctor, my mother just died, I'm really depressed, I think I need some help. And that was the first time my cousin wasn't self-medicating with every pill and fucking drink known to man. He was really reaching out for help, and this piece of shit doctor told him, oh no, you know, you only grieve for 6 months and then you let it go. Okay. I have no problem. I'm a religious studies, you know, I studied it as a minor in college. I studied it before I went to college. I studied religion, all different religions, and not just religions, but belief systems and folk tales and all these things after. So I've been doing this for 40 years. And I don't give a fuck what country you're from, what religion you are. You cannot be a doctor and a medical doctor, not even, you know, a psychiatrist. I don't give a shit what kind of doctor you are. You cannot tell somebody how to grieve. Okay? That's number one. To tell somebody about their mother, not even, you know, like, I mean, shit, people can't tell me that about my cat. I have cats from when I was 8 years old that I think of, and I'll just start crying because I miss them. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. And it's not crazy. I mean, for me, they're my kids. I don't have human children, so they're my kids. But, like, somebody's mother, like, I hate to think about it, but, like, when my mother passes away, I don't know how much longer I'll be alive after that, to be honest with you. You know, this is something that I've thought about a lot, because she is, you know, going to be 76 in June, and I do see her really slowing down, and it's scaring the shit out of me, and I just know, you know, hello, we don't live to be, most people anyway, don't live to be 100 years old, 90 years old. You make it to your 70s, your 80s, and, you know, even if I have her for another 10, 15 years, that's going to go by in a flash, right? So, my concern is I've lost everybody else that I have that closeness to, that I, you know, that I talk to, even though we fight like crazy, but it's because we're best friends, you know, so we fight and we have other stuff going on, but it's neither here nor there. But, when she passes away, grief wouldn't be the word. Like, I don't know if I would allow myself to be alive to the funeral. Like, I don't know how my brain is going to handle it at that point, you know? Like, I might just lose my shit and just take myself out. I don't know, you know? Or, you know, I'll get my shit together a little bit, you know, save up some money and just move to, like, fucking New Zealand and start a whole nother life. I don't know, you know? But, you know, these doctors are disgusting, you know, 6 months. But anyway, getting back to the point of, you know, who are you? And that quote by Jim Morrison. I do consider myself highly intelligent. I am very sensitive. But I do have that part of me that jokes around and tries not to take a lot of things seriously, because I know it's bullshit, and, you know, all of that, and because I don't see the world like I would say most people do, or a lot of people do nowadays, with, you know, like reality TV shows, like the Housewives or fucking whatever, or, you know, influencers and TikTok and, you know, all this shit, you know, like, I don't care about those people. I don't, you know, what they say has no effect on my life. I like what I like, and that's it. I don't care if it's trending. I don't care. I don't care, but that's what our world is just becoming, and even and I have nerve, because I do have an interview Friday, thank you, but, you know, even with jobs, I've had an issue with jobs because I don't play the game. And I physically can't. It's something inside my body that I physically can't. So I do the point of it where it says, You know, the soul of a clown, which always forces me to blow it in the most important moments. That for me usually is like job related or like in a really serious situation. So I'll either make a joke or I just don't play the game. You know, I know the answer they want. I'm not stupid. You know, everybody wants the same answers. They want you to kiss their ass. They want you to, you know, oh, if I don't get hired by this company, I'll just die, you know. And oh, please, you know. But most of them aren't doing anything that important anyway. But I just don't play that game. I don't kiss ass. I don't lie. And if you want me to lie for you at all, I'm not going to do it. Sorry, I'm just not. And with, I think, a lot of jobs, in one way or another, you know, whether it's hiding something, you know, and I can't stand Dr. Phil, but, like, his one saying, I do like, lying by omission, to me, that's the same thing as a lie. If you're not telling me something because you think it's going to make me angry or upset or what have you, it's going to disrupt, you know, everyday life or whatever, you know, you're fucking lying, you know, and I don't want it done to me, and I'm not going to do it to other people. That's just the way I am, and if it hurts your feelings, you know, my honesty, I'm sorry, but you know what? I expect the same thing in return, so it's not like I'm saying, I'm going to be truthful with you, even if it hurts, but, you know, you can't do that to me because, you know, I'm depressed and I have anxiety and I'm triggered. No, I'm fucking Gen X, dude. You know, like, I don't get triggered. You know, I get pissed off and whatever, but, you know, all this, I'm triggered and, you know, you can't watch it because you'll get triggered. I hate that shit. You know what I mean? Like, I know I don't need the thing before a video telling me. There's talk about this and this and this. So if you're, you know, if you can't handle it, don't watch it. Like, you gotta, how are you gonna grow if you don't face that shit? You know what I mean? Like, how many movies, like my uncle died by, you know, hanging himself. You know how many movies have, and I watch a lot of horror movies and shit like that. How many movies I've seen where people hang themselves? Does it bother me? Fuck yeah, it fucking bothers me. You know what I mean? Like, I've cried, I've gotten upset, I've, you know, turned the movie off, I've fast-forwarded, I've, you know, like even like Shawshank Redemption, you know, when the old man read, can't handle being out of the prison and he hangs himself. I have to fast forward that part because I just can't, you know. Just the same as I can't watch him, like, working in a place, you know, in a whatever it is, a supermarket or what have you, and he's, like, bagging groceries and people are treating him like he's a piece of shit. Like, that man has more wisdom in his brain than any fucking morons could ever even think, you know. I don't know. I'm in a mood today. I'm always in a mood, but today I'm kind of like in an extra mood. I don't know. People are just pissing me off. People are so fucking fake, and it's like really getting to me. It's driving me crazy. But yeah, so that's one quote I get. And then there's a song by Dave Matthews that is kind of, it's similar in what it's saying to me, at least. It's called If I Had It All. It's on his solo album, and the song is basically about, like, you know, if I was king and I had everything, if I was able to give you your dreams and, you know, everything that you wanted. And then he says, you know, but then what would I sing for? What would I go on for? You know, and then it's true. Like, if you had everything and you had this, like, what would drive you? What would bring you passion? What would, you know, that's why people shouldn't have everything, you know. People should be limited in what they have, I think. But then at, like, towards the end of the song, it's like if you blink, you miss it. But he says, if I had it all, I'd fuck it up. And I love that song. Just that, the whole thing, but that one line specifically. Like, yeah, if I had it all, you know what, I'd fuck it up. Because I can't be put in that situation, you know. Not because I can't handle it, but because it's unnatural, you know. And I try to live in a more natural way of being, you know, at one with the universe, you know. Like, I know I'm just a little piece of energy, you know, in a vast, infinite amount of fucking energy that, you know, when I die, hopefully I just go back there and live happily ever after. But, you know, I don't make myself out or my life out to be more important than it is. Or, you know, you just see these, you know, I don't watch television because it's boring and I hate commercials. It's not like a fucking hipster thing. It's just I hate commercials and there's nothing on. So I tend to watch, you know, Netflix, YouTube, shit like that. I watch a lot of documentaries. I watch a lot of live shit, podcasts, just people talking about things and what have you. And, you know, all the fake stuff. Because I do watch, I intake a certain amount of, like, beauty content. And, like, these beauty brands and these influencers just make me fucking sick. Like, they just make me sick. Or, like, the self-help gurus. Or, like, you know, the manosphere people. Like, fucking Andrew Tate. Who, you know, talking about the Matrix. I don't even think he knows what the fucking Matrix is. He says it so much. It's bullshit. But, you know, like, just these people are full of shit. And really, like, in 2024, I think that's why my depression has come back so much. Because I see the rise in this. And then when you talk about facts and things that are really going on in the world, you know, like what's going on in Haiti, or, you know, if you know anything about, like, America, you know, the quote questions around what made this boat go into a bridge and the bridge collapsed like it was fucking dominoes, you know? That's scary. You were on that, and I don't like bridges to begin with, so probably not. I don't even like overpasses. So, like, I don't know. Like, if you're in America, you probably know what I was. Like, an overpass is like a little, it's not even a bridge, you know? It's just a thing that goes over another road. So, but when I get stuck on an overpass, I lose my shit until, like, we're back on land. I do not like it. I start, like, glitching, and, like, I just freak out. I don't know. I've always been that way. And, anyway, I went on a total side rant with that, but I don't care, because that's how I am, that's how I talk. So, that was question one, and I could add to that, but again, we'll be here all fucking day. So, at the end of each of these days, it says, I am thankful for. So, I'm not going to do it for every question, because I honestly, I don't know if I can think of that many things, but the next question is, what makes you happy no matter what happens in your life? What makes me happy is my cats, music, and helping other people. So I could be going through the best time of my life, the worst time of my life, you know, just looking at my cats, watching them sleep, watching them stretch, you know, hugging them and holding them, hearing them purr, like, there's nothing better, you know. I'm an animal person. I hate when people are like, I'm a cat person, I'm a dog person. I'm an animal person, you know. I've been vegan on and off for 20 years. I love cows, I love all animals. I don't put one above another. They're all beautiful, but there's just something about a cat. You know, there's a reason why they were worshipped in Egypt. You know, they see. So do dogs. They see more than we can see. They smell more than we can smell. You know, we're so limited by our five senses. They're not. You know, so when my cat's sitting on my bed looking at me, and then all of a sudden they're looking behind me, and there's nothing there. You know, I'm like, I know they're seeing something that I cannot see. And it freaks me out, you know, when they just start crying for no reason. You know, I'm like, shit, what's going on? You know, very in tune with them, with both of them, with all the cats that I've had, but the two I have right now, very in tune with them. The kitten, not so much, because she's crazy, and she's still, you know, getting her personality straightened out, and we have to do some behavior modification with her, because she's, I call her the ninja terrorist, because she's fucking nuts. Like, I don't even think she sleeps. She takes, like, micro naps, and then she's just ready to go. So, I do have to do some behavioral stuff with her, but still, when she's tired and she rolls up on me and gets in my arms and her eyes start closing and her purr is super loud, you know, my stress level just goes way, 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 way down, you know, and I just feel so great. So, my cats make me happy. Music always makes me happy, even when it's the most depressing shit, which I listen to a lot of depressing stuff, but it's knowing other people out there have felt like that. Other people go through the same thought processes I do. Other people, you know, and they make this beautiful art, and, you know, it's wonderful. So music is my go-to. I've noticed that because I listen to music every day for, like, hours. But sometimes I'll go through days where I don't listen to music at all. And I started to realize that's when I start getting super depressed, super angry, agitated, nasty. But if I listen to music for a little bit, I'm golden, you know, like nothing can bother me. And there's certain songs I'll listen to just to be able to cry, because I still have the issue of not being able to cry. So this has been going on for a couple of years. The only time I've cried is in August when my cat Declan passed away in my arms. I cried for like weeks. And even now, if I think about it, you know, or I see a picture or a video or his paw print or just something, you know, it'll like flat, you know, something go off my head and I'll just start crying. But music, there's certain songs that if I listen to, I'll cry. Other than that, I just cannot cry. But sometimes I'll do it just to get that out, because I'm hoping that if I'm able to get my feelings out by crying, then I won't be angry all the time, you know, because, A, I don't like being angry. I don't like being the bitch, you know. Sometimes I do, don't get me wrong. Sometimes I love it because people fucking deserve it. But I'd rather be happy. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather laugh. Like, even now, I'm talking about this. And a lot of it, you know, I'll joke around and I'll laugh. And it's not even necessarily funny. To me, it's funny. I don't know if other people find it funny, but to me, it's funny. And to me, that's what matters. But, you know, yeah, my anger, I'm like, right there all the time, like, on the edge. So, you know, my last two jobs, I worked from home. Of course, we had COVID. Besides going to the doctor or when else did I go out? I would say that's it. In the last couple of years, unless I was going to the doctor, in the past 3 years, I would say. All right, let's see. When everything shut down March 2020. So, no, we're going on 4 years now. Over 4 years. So, in the last 4 years, unless I had a job outside the house or I was going to the doctor, I do not leave my house. And when I leave my house, it just reminds me why I do not leave my house. Because people are assholes. Like, people drive like assholes. When you go to a store, people are just assholes in general. You know, like, I've always been kind of like, because I've been the underdog in a lot of situations. I always just fight for the underdog. Not the underdog, but like, you know, when you have that person in a grocery line, you know, and the cashier's having an issue, or, you know, maybe the cashier has, you know, some issue where they're a little bit slower or what have you, and they start like yelling at this poor person or just being nasty. I can't tell you how many times I've turned around and said something and then gotten into arguments with people, because I do not take that shit. Nor do I take when, you know, I'm talking to a cashier or customer service or what have you, and they're giving me attitude for no reason. I tell them, like, listen, I've been doing this for a living. My whole fucking life I've done sales, I've been a caseworker, like the shit I've had to deal with, and what a smile on my face. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you hate your job that much that you're just a nasty fuck, quit your job, go on unemployment, make a business where you can make, you know, teach other people how to be miserable fucks. Like, do something like that. I cannot handle these people that are just nasty for no fucking reason. And in a way, I feel bad. Like, the younger generation, I think they're just not used to it, you know? Because I'm that type of person. Even when I feel like shit, that's just how I am. Like, I go to a store, and I'm like, hey, and I'll think of the most random shit, you know? Like, hey, you know, blah, 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 and I'll say something to the cashier, and, like, they'll look at me like I have 20 heads, because nobody's asked them, hey, how you doing today? Hey, you having a good day? Or, oh, that person was an asshole, and, you know, I had to take care of that. Or, you know, I don't know if it's some people, like, especially younger people, aren't used to that because of, you know, especially social media. You know, they just don't have, like, conversational skills and, you know, like, face-to-face interactions, like, you know, working part-time, full-time, even if you work full-time, you know, it's not enough time to build social skills and learn how to speak face-to-face, you know, and I've said that to people when they look at me like that, like, do you not understand, like, do you want me to, you know, write out an emoji for you? I don't, you know, I don't get it. But, you know, there's powers in the world that want it to be that way. They want people to be just asleep and stupid and easy to anger. You know, in America, we have the movie Civil War coming out. I don't think that's an accident, you know. I definitely believe in pre-programming. Not to mention, you know, when you have all these states sending their National Guard to the border, you know, yeah, things are not good. And if the election in November is even allowed to happen. I have a feeling it's not going to happen. I don't know how I would hope people know that there's going to be a full-blown eclipse on April 8th. And it's going to travel right across the middle of the United States. And I think last month or the month before, so like 3 months before this thing's even going to happen, they're canceling school. They're, you know, telling people to stock up on supplies. Something is not right here. Never. I remember in 10th grade, I went to boarding school. I got myself into boarding school. I read an article about it in a, like, 17 magazine, and I just thought, that's, like, college and high school put together. How fucking cool is that? And I got myself in without my mother even knowing about it. And I got, like, scholarships and shit because it's college cost. It's expensive, you know. But when I was there, we had an eclipse. And they didn't have us go, you know, underground into a fucking bunker. They gave us glasses, and we all went outside and watched the eclipse. So I'm very confused as to why, you know, the same thing happened in Maui. You know, they mysteriously canceled school before the first flame, you know, ignited. Something is going on, you know. I mean, obviously, so there's a lot of fucking things going on, but yeah, like, that's serious. There's a comet that they call, they're actually calling it the Devil Comet, which is a little sinister, but, yeah, there's a comet involved in this. There's a whole bunch of shit, you know, call it conspiracies, whatever, but it's not a conspiracy that, you know, people in Texas and, you know, the path of, what's it called, like, the path where it's all-encompassing. I can't remember it off the top of my head. You know my memory shit. But in this line across America, you know, they closed the schools 3 months ago. They're constantly putting out for people to have, you know, fill their gas tanks, have water and food and, you know, all these things. Like, they're preparing for fucking war. And it's like, why? You know, the same reason, you know, I'm in New York and the National Guard is in the fucking subways. And they're trying to tell us it's because they're, you know, crime has gone up and they're fighting crime. No, you don't send the National Guard in to fucking fight crime. That's such bullshit. And they can't even get their number straight. You know, it's like, I was talking to somebody who was working on my house, and when it came out, I was like, can you believe they sent a fucking 1,000 troops into the subways? Like, what the fuck is that about? And he's like, no, it wasn't. It's only 100. And right in front of them, I fucking put the fucking thing on YouTube, and I was like, 1,000 troops. I'm like, now what? You know, I'm like, it's not about fighting crime. You know, like, they're going through people's bags. They're waiting for something to go down. And months ago, they did, you know, they did, same on 9/11. Like, a lot of people don't know, but on 9/11, they were running these, like, drills. I don't know if they're, like, safety drills or whatever. Like, you know, what they would do if such and such happened. Well, on 9/11, they were running these drills. So, I don't think that was a mistake. But a couple of months ago, they ran drills about if somebody were to release a gas and or biological agent in the subway system. So now we have thousands of National Guard in subways looking through people's bags, which to me is fucking unconstitutional. Like, you're not gonna look through my shit. I don't give a fuck who you are. I didn't do anything wrong. You have no reason. You know, the whole thing is just wild to me. And it's like, people that I know that live in New York don't even know about it. And I'm like, what the fuck? But it is important to know how big New York is. So I live like 50 miles east of Manhattan. I live on Long Island. So if you look at a map of New York, the state is humongous. It goes, you know, from where I am, basically, downstate. That's what we call it, downstate. And then you have the five boroughs, which make up New York City. And then you have upstate, which goes north all the way up to Canada. It's a huge fucking state. But, like, I tell people, I laugh about it all the time. Like, if something happened, like a nuclear war, like tsunami or some shit like that, like, you know, in all those movies, you know, like the day, like 2012 or the day after tomorrow or whatever. Like, they always show the tsunami, like, taking out the Statue of Liberty. And I always tell everybody, you know, that I'm like friends with, that lives on Long Island, I'm like, dude, we're already dead, you know, like, we've been dead. Like, if the wave is hitting, you know, if it's traveling west and, like, from the Atlantic Ocean and it's hitting the Statue of Liberty and, like, taking out Manhattan, we're already dead. Like, Long Island is, it doesn't exist anymore, you know, and people freak out, don't talk about that, you know, people hate to think, like, but it's true, you know, it's just geography. I think it's inevitable, but that's a whole nother scientific discussion. I'm sorry if I'm all over the place. That's just the way my brain, to me, it's not all over the place either, because even in these little things where I'm kind of going off onto tangents, thinking about it, I'm explaining at the same time how, like, I know all these things and, you know, I'm looking into all these things and I'm paying attention to all these things and other people don't have a fucking clue as to what's going on. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, like, you can tell me about sports or the Grammys or, you know, some stupid shit that doesn't fucking matter, but you don't know what's going on in your own neighborhood, you know? Like, it's just fucking wild. And it just brings me back to people just being asleep, like, just sheeple, you know? Like, they always call, you know, those type of people sheeple, you know? And they really are, you know. I just watched the movie 1984, you know, the George Orwell book that was made into a movie, and the fucking movie, like, even though it was from the 80s, it was like watching a documentary about what is going on today. It was so insane. Like, just down to fake news and just, you know, things that you can't say, and, like, I was just like, wow, they need to remake this movie now, you know, and call it, like, 2024 or something, you know. And that guy was a genius. He knew what was coming so long ago. But, I think a lot of that, too, is because history repeats itself, so, you know, fascism and hatred and war and all these things are throughout all of time from the beginning of man are cyclical. My book that I pre-ordered, it's called Nuclear War. It's by this fantastic journalist. Her name is Annie Jacobson. If you don't want to take out time to, like, read the book, I definitely suggest watching, you know, one of the podcasts that she's been on discussing it. She was on Lex Fridman, who I had to, like, kind of just, you know, put it out there into his sphere that I was sick of his bullshit and I didn't like him anymore, because he's a Elon Musk dick rider. And just over, like, a couple of different podcasts I've listened to, he's just, like, so fucking unaware about just general life shit. And I told him, like, you're an Elon Musk dick rider. I'm like, and you've been hanging out with fucking Joe Rogan too much, you know? Like, not understanding homelessness and, you know, this is the same person that was saying how he, you know, read A Crime and Punishment and knows, you know, more than anybody else about Russian history because, you know, he was born in Russia and can speak Russian. And it's like, okay, so you read these books, but you don't understand the simple fact that history repeats itself? Like, do you not, like, watch, you don't even have to watch the news, like, watch a documentary about poverty in America and, like, homelessness in America, or, you know, it's in our faces all the time. And that's why all those assholes, those fucking Roganites, fucking moved from California to fucking Texas. A, it was more of a money thing because there's no business tax in Texas. But a lot of it was because, really, they were tired of seeing miles and miles and miles of homeless camps. Like, and the way that they talk about them. Like, I hate when people call homeless people bums. I hate when people, like, do that pick yourself up by the bootstrap bullshit. Like, it just drives me fucking insane. It's like, you just have, you have no empathy, number one, which is the most disgusting thing in a person. You know, I've had a very long friendship end simply because the person did not have an ounce of empathy in their body, you know, and we would just argue and argue and argue, you know, and I'm like, do you ever see anything from another person's point of view, you know? So, anyway, that's my many rants about many things, and I have many rants about many things. And I hate to call it a rant because that, to me, that kind of puts, like, a negative connotation on it. But at the same time, I don't think it's bad because it's important and I care about it. And I want other people to at least know about it. I mean, fuck, like, look it up. It's not, we have computers in our pockets. Like, all day long, and yet people don't know shit about anything going on around them and around the world, and it's amazing, you know? Like, I just don't understand. And I don't know if it's, like, strictly, like, an American thing, you know? I don't know. I would say, England is kind of similar. I mean, we are England's bastard love child, you know? Like, that's where we come from. So it would make, you know, sense that we would have a lot in common. But, you know, like, the whole thing with the, with, like, Kate Middleton and the royals, you know, I was listening to a podcast yesterday, and it was like, yeah, you know, everybody was talking all this shit, and it turns out that she has cancer, and blah, 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 blah. It's like, no, that's not why people were talking shit. People were talking shit because the royal family, you know, they're fucking spin doctors over there. They were putting out fake photos. They were putting out multiple fake photos. like the worst AI generated Photoshopped shit I've ever seen. You know, they were lying. And then, okay, so if it turns out that, and somebody did it brilliant. Sorry. I record on my phone, and I'm not going to edit out a fucking thing, so, too bad. But, somebody put out a thing, and he's from England or Ireland, but he put out a thing because, like, the New York Times and, you know, like, the BBC were putting out how, you know, this whole infatuation with the royal family and us, you know, not leaving them alone and giving them privacy, which, you know, shit, if I lived in England, I would be up those people's asses. Like, I'm not paying for your fucking lifestyle. Are you kidding me? You know what I mean? Like, Princess Diana was the only one I liked in that whole fake family, you know. And even when, like, Vladimir Putin is, like, scared of a fucking 90-year-old woman, like, I don't know. I don't say, like, the reptilians and shit is not true, because who the fuck am I? I don't know, you know. Like, I've never seen one, but, well, I did see one on TV, but I was high at the time, so I don't know if that makes a difference, or if I was just more open to seeing shit. I don't know. But anyway, you know, it's like the whole alien thing. Are there aliens? Like, for somebody to definitely say no is so ridiculous, you know, or like to say that there is no God is ridiculous. Like, you do not know, you know. And so anyway, with the whole case, like, they, like, the media are the ones who made it an issue. And I have dealt personally, my aunt had cancer and died. It, from the time she was diagnosed, because she never went to the doctor her entire life. So, she had been sick, lost her voice, everything. Like, months and months and months before she even went to the doctor. She only went to the doctor because my cousin picked her up, threw her over his shoulder, and dragged her to the hospital. And we immediately, you know, we found out that she had throat cancer. And, you know, these great fucking doctors would always tell us, you know, she's not going to make it another 3 months. She has three to 6 months to live. She lived for another 3 fucking years, okay? So, that's another thing about doctors I can't stand. But, let me tell you something. For me anyway, the entire time that we were dealing with her having cancer, that's all I cared about. Like, of course, I was married, I had, a life, the day that I found out she had cancer and was dying was when my ex-husband deployed to Afghanistan. I came back home to New York because I didn't want to stay on a fucking military base for, like, a year by myself, so I came home. And the second I walked in the house, they had to tell me. So, you know, anyway, this person online went through, like, the time. So, of course, it was, you know, like, the fake pictures, the one of her in the car, the one of her with the kids, you know, all this shit. And then, then she puts out a speech that, you know, she went for a very normal procedure, and then later found out, and it does happen, but it's just weird, like, later found out she had cancer, and then they wanted to do chemo, and, you know, now I completely understand that, you know, I mean, these things were written for her, of course. Nothing gets through the palace without being, written and all of that. But, you know, now she wants privacy and, you know, for her and her family. But, like, this guy was showing that while she was, like, in the hospital and then, like, recovering, like, super sick, and then found out she had cancer, like, the fucking sister is on vacation, like, the William, you know, the quote-unquote husband, is hanging out with fucking Tom Cruise. Like, I'm sorry, these are not things that you do when the, like, somebody that you care about and is a young mother, has three children. Like, you just don't do that kind of shit, you know? So, yeah, I agree with a lot of people in England. I think the royal family, it's pointless, and they just need to stop that whole thing. And I'm sorry, since Princess Diana, nobody gives a fuck anyway. So, it was just a side rant, but that really bothered me, because, again, like, you have the media feeding into something, and then, you know, this bullshit video comes out that's just, you know, again, nothing is going to come out of that palace, like, a video like that that's not pre-written, and, like, you know, they're telling her what to say, how to say it, all this shit. But, like, you can't say, therefore, like, blame the public for, like, wanting to know where this woman is, what's going on with her, when you're putting out fake AI pictures and all this bullshit. Like, the media just fucking kills me. That's why I don't watch the news either, like, right, like, the regular news channels. I watch, you know, like, indie news sources, because I just can't. And they don't talk about anything anyway, at least in fucking in America. You know, you have, like, CNN, MSNBC, and fucking Fox News. And they talk about the same three things 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, literally. Because the channels run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And they talk about the same four fucking things. So, you know, while they're talking about Biden and Trump and this and that, like, hello, fucking look at what's going on in Haiti. Like, look what's going on all around the world, you know, and none of it gets mentioned. Like, it's not even happening. So, I'm not surprised that Americans are fucking dumb as shit, you know? But, anyway, my own podcast thing is telling me to shut the fuck up, and I have, like, 3 minutes until I have to record on, another segment and edit it, and I'm not doing that. So, I've done my rant for the day. We went through two questions. Like I said, after each question, it does ask what I'm thankful for. I am thankful that I am an empathetic, loving person, even though I am hot-headed and hot-tempered. It's just because I'm a very passionate person. I am thankful for not being as sick as I could be. I am happy. I'm grateful for, I'm gonna have to think about that. Maybe I'll start doing some notes on that, like, what I'm thankful for, because honestly, right now, it's kind of hard to think of those things. But that's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that my cats are healthy. I'm grateful that my mother is, you know, healthy, as far as I know. And I am grateful that no matter what happens to me on my roller coaster of fucking life, the universe just always finds weird ways to look out for me and keep me going. So, please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I will talk to you guys soon. Later.